AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. President Obama staunchly defended a framework nuclear agreement with Iran as a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to prevent a bomb and bring longer-term stability to the Middle East. He was interviewed by the New York Times. Meanwhile, Israel is preparing a lobbying strategy against any nuclear deal with Iran.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says this would be a dream deal for Iran, a nightmare nuclear deal for the world.
They're not intended for us. They already have missiles that reach us. They're developing ICBMs to reach the United States. Don't give them these weapons.
On NBC's Meet the Press, Netanyahu says there is still time to reach what he considers a better deal. An Israeli analysis drawn up by officials in Netanyahu's office claims the system of inspections is not as thorough as proclaimed by negotiators, and the deal leaves too much of Iran's nuclear infrastructure in place. I'm Ed Donahue.
Rolling Stone magazine is apologizing and has officially retracted its discredited article about an alleged gang rape at the University of Virginia. The magazine took the action Sunday night after a scathing report from the Columbia University Grad School of Journalism on the failed editorial process that led to November's article. Quite a shock at an Easter service in Rahway, New Jersey, when a ceiling of the Korean Union United Methodist Church collapsed. Battalion Fire Chief Daryl Rutter.
When we pulled up, we had smoke coming out the front door, but it was basically dust from the collapse. So there was about, 40, 50 people outside. A lot of them were hurt, injured. So then we had reports of people still trapped in pews in the church.
It was a somber Easter in the Kenyan town of Garissa, where gunmen slaughtered 148 people at a college targeting Christians. This worshiper remembers a grenade attack at his parish 3 years ago.
I also remember what happened in this church some time back. No, that is still fresh in people's mind.
This is AP Radio News. UConn is one win away from a third straight national championship. The Huskies defeated Maryland 81-58 in a semifinal game of the NCAA Women's Basketball Final Four on Sunday. Maryland coach Brenda Fries.
I'm proud of our fight. And you know, like I told the team in the locker room, when you look at a season and go 34-3 and you look at our two of our three losses are coming from teams that are playing for the national championship game.
UConn faces Notre Dame for the title Tuesday night, a rematch of last season's championship game. The AP's Jamie Fryer reports Furious 7 tops the weekend box office.
Crowd's coming fast!
Furious 7 opens with more than $143 million. That's a new April record and the best ever in the Fast and Furious series. The film is dedicated to star Paul Walker, who died in a car crash before filming was finished.
I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.